This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's the fourth quarter. Three quarters down, 3 hours of the show out of the way, trying to help you have a great start to your weekend. Okay? We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to finish taking some of these calls on the NFL rule changes. I see you, Joe, in Virginia. I see you, John, in California. We will get you on the line, okay? If you didn't know, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Times are tough. Rocket Mortgage is here to help. If you need help with your mortgage, contact their team 24/7. That's not 24, that's 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm here with you for one more hour. Right before we went to break, I told you about these NFL rule changes to the onside kick. It may move. You know, you can still do the onside kick, or you can try to convert a 4th and 15 play from your own 25-yard line. I have said, to me, this feels like eventually we're just not going to have any special teams. To me, this feels like eventually we're not going to have a kicker. This seems like eventually we're going to have a mutation of football where you no longer have three facets of the game. Offense, defense. All in the name of safety. Andy Reid wants to keep things as it is. I understand the changes due to safety and the lifeblood of continuing to keep the game of football, allowing it to evolve. But that doesn't mean I have to like it. Okay? We were taking your phone calls. The number is 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. It said new customers. Go to geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. We also spoke about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin said what we all know. This is a tough offseason for the rookies. Stinks if you're a rookie right now. It's terrible. He doesn't have a chance to have his draft picks in the building. Hopefully we don't get a lot of injuries this upcoming season. It's just going to favor the teams that are basically bringing back the same squads from last year. We've had a bunch of callers the entire show. We've had a bunch of callers on the line. You can also tweet me anytime at JR Sport Brief on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. All my social media is at JR Sport Brief. Let's not waste any time hitting up these phone lines. A big shout out to my main man, James, for holding down the second half. Much love to Stuart Kovacs as well. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Virginia. Joe, you're on the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
JR, it's great to be on the show. I appreciate you taking my call. I've been delivering food during the pandemic, so I've had you on a lot. I really enjoyed your chat with Chipper Jones last night.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, Chipper Jones was a great conversation. All the best to you, and thank you for, helping the folks out. I hope while I talk the food, I hope I don't spoil the food.
Oh, no, man, you keep it rolling, so thank you for that.
No doubt. What's on your mind, Joe?
Just wanted to ask you, again, if I missed it, I apologize, but they announced a follow-up documentary after The Last Dance. It's going to be this one on Tom Brady. The vibe I've gotten on the sports front is that the kind of underwhelming reception to this thing. My question to you is, what would they need to do in this documentary to make it worthwhile, in your opinion?
Oh, man. You know what? This is real niche here, Joe. And thank you so much for calling up from Virginia. We're going to talk about Scottie Pippen in The Last Dance in a minute. But here's the situation. This documentary, if you are unaware, anybody out there, about Tom Brady, is pretty much going to document, my understanding, each of his Super Bowl teams. Okay? This is 9 times that Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl. There are 6 times that he walked away holding and hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy. I have no idea what you can do. As a football fan, I'm interested. I'd love to see it. As a person who absolutely could care less about Tom Brady, I have zero interest. So there's 2 things here. And my producer, James, said also, by the way, we were having this discussion during the break, and James, feel free to hop in. Pretty much, you know, you're going to have to be a fan of the Patriots to sit and watch this. And then James made the point of, you know, the world is not going to be on a lockdown. We hope we aren't. I hope we do not go back to a lockdown when this Tom Brady documentary comes out. So it's very tricky. It's not going to pull in no Last Dance Michael Jordan numbers while we're all stuck in the house. Not by a long shot. So what makes this interesting? I don't know. Maybe Bill Belichick is caught cursing at Tom Brady. That's what would make it interesting for me. Then I could point. Go ahead, James. What
you know
what
would make it interesting, JR?
Go ahead, James.
Not having Tom Brady's production company doing it.
Ooh. So you think this is going to be one shot? You think we're going to get the same thing we just got with Jordan? People said Michael Jordan had final say, and then it was a fluff piece. And now you think we're going to get a super fluff piece from Tom Brady?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How many times do you think we'll hear the name Alex Guerrero in the documentary?
I mean, they're going to talk about, you know, how he stretched them out and, you know, Bill Belichick didn't like him. I mean, he can paint himself, Tom Brady can, as a sympathetic figure.
And that, you know, basically Alex Guerrero was the guy in the middle that basically broke everybody up when Bill didn't want him training everybody anymore.
Okay. Well, listen, okay, James, you got a good point. But listen, they're going to make Tom Brady look good. They're going to try to have people crying over Tom Brady at home. They're going to try to convert people into Tom Brady fans. They're going to try to make people walk away and go, you know what, that Tom Brady guy's not that bad. And by all indications, Tom Brady's not a bad guy. He's just 1-1-1. He has what I would call, you know, in modern day era, Derek Jeter syndrome. It's like you win so much, we hate your guts. So I think Tom Brady will paint himself as a sympathetic figure. I think he's going to mention some of those transgressions. Is he going to get deep? I doubt it. I mean, he has his little Facebook page. I don't sit and watch Tom Brady's Facebook, you know, videos.
Are you going to feel sorry for Tom when he goes off on the tangent that same way Mike did, where it's like impossible for me to walk around and how my life is so tough because I'm so famous? Is he going to be sympathetic then?
No, I don't feel sorry for any of those guys. No, not at all, James. None at all. Speaking of Jays, there's a lot of Jays here. Let's check in with John from California. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, brother. Long time, first time.
Thank you. I appreciate you for listening.
All right. Well, I got 2 quick points with the new rule changes, and I'll try to make them really quick.
Thank you.
First, the potential of the 4th and 15, I like it. I'm a Lions fan. And it'd be nice to, you know, Sue Stafford just throw it down the right to Galladay or, you know.
Yeah, Babytron. Like, yeah, well, listen, that's if Matt Stafford can actually play some football.
He will. I don't really have any doubts about that.
Okay.
I think they'll
enjoy him while you have him. I don't think he's there long.
No, I see him this year and then potentially another year, depending on if they draft anybody in the next draft. Anyway, last point, I'm a volunteer fire chief out here in California. And kind of with the new rule changes, I kind of want people to think about it like this. Just like any job, our job, any other type of job, there's new things that come along, new technologies, as you're saying, that makes our jobs easier, better, and safer. And that's really what it is. You think about it, and all the drama and everything that went through with the concussions and former players who, you know, who ended their lives and just the tragedy in it and stuff, and forced to wake up and people to start taking notice to it. I'm a pro wrestling fan. I'm a WWE fan, big time. Always will be.
You don't want to take a chair shot?
No. You know, I mean, they've changed that. And you got guys that talk about the old days, the things they used to do. They stopped bleeding for the most part in the 90s.
I missed the blood. I know, John. You know what, John? I get it. And first of all, John, you are a tough dude. And I listen, if you're out there doing any type of firework in California, kudos to you, and please continue to be safe at all times, and thank you for being courageous. Second of all, I understand. I understand everything you just said, and I appreciate you for calling up from Cali. I can't wait to go back. Yes, everything changes in time. I get it. That doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm sorry. I understand. Some of my favorite, you want to talk about football? I miss the brutality in football. I do. I want to see a dude get cracked when he runs the football down the field. But I get it. We don't want guys with neck injuries. I understand. You don't want the tackler with a neck injury. Okay? I miss, the guys bleeding like Stone Cold Steve Austin and Ric Flair. I understand. We don't want guys bleeding no more. We don't want dudes getting cracked over the head with chairs. I was actually watching Dwayne The Rock Johnson smack Mick Foley around with a chair like 15 times. I watched that leisurely a couple of weekends ago going, wow, this isn't something we have now. It doesn't make sense to. It'd be ridiculous. It's brutal. So things change with the times. It doesn't mean I have to like it. We got Andre calling up from Virginia. Andre, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty well. A couple of things. I think the biggest issue with the Tom Brady documentary is more or less it's too soon. The man's still playing. He's in everyone's memory. You know, think about Jordan. Jordan played, 20 years ago, now 25. So it's old. It was needed. It was a refresher. But, you know, Tom Brady, I still remember him running his 40. As far as baseball being the perfect sport, you know, tell that to a lefty, you know. Left-handers can't stand baseball. You know, baseball is designed for righties. I think last but not least, in terms of the rule change, I think the one thing I said about the NFL, unlike baseball, they don't mind fiddling with the rules, which I think is a good thing. And if the rule ends up, you know, not being a good rule, like the pass interference rule, they just go ahead and say, hey, fellas, you know, it didn't work out. Let's just scrap it and move on to the next one. So I don't have a problem with the rule. I understand what they're trying to do, and like ultimately, I feel confident that if the rule turns out to be a crappy rule, then the powers that would be would change it next season, and we'll be good to go.
I hear you, Andre. It's just silly. It's silly, and I like what you had to say about the baseball joke. I mean, is the world built for left-handers at all?
Apparently not, man. They have a hard time. Although.
Whoa. I don't know where you're going with. I don't know where you're going, Andre. Are you a left-hander?
No, I'm a righty. I'm a righty.
Get out of here, Andre. I'll talk to you later, okay? I thought Andre was calling up saying baseball is built for right-handers. I thought you were going to come and tell me you had left-hand experience. Andre was laughing so hard, I had no idea where he was going with the left-handed joke. Okay, let's chat it up with Chris from Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Chris?
Hi, yeah. How's it going, JR?
I'm going very well, man. What's up?
Oh, man, I want to discuss the topic of the Seahawks signing AB.
Where were you? Were you listening in the first hour?
No, I was still probably working.
Man, yeah, we had a lot of people talking about Antonio Brown. What do you think about Antonio?
And I also want to discuss as well this whole
thing at a time, Chris. I'm gonna ask you a question, man. You jumping steps. Go ahead. What about Antonio? Do you think he'd fit in with Seattle? Yes or no?
This honestly, Antonio, that ship is on its way sail at this point.
Okay,
though.
So
I mean,
the answer is no.
He's burned way too many bridges himself.
Okay.
Even my Saints would probably. I was down when the Saints signed him, and they would have literally protected him as much as they'll have going on down there. But
all right. Well, you think the Antonio Brown? Okay. You think the ship has sailed? What was your other point that you wanted to ask about?
about this whole NFL ruling about the onside kick thing.
Are you in favor of it or not?
Oh, my goodness. There's only so much we really can do to just take the change football for the better and football for the better and the safer. But this just it's honestly ridiculous at this point. You ask me, football is a contact sport. We can't be honest to do at this point. Just have everyone tape down and what. Pillows and hope for the best, but I mean,
hey, yeah,
you dang near tired of defensive backs hands when it comes to just pretty much tackling itself, and that's fine, Danny. I love to see everybody have longevity and play very well in sport, but
the way the NFL is going, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we had a caller earlier who said that the NFL is basically wuss ball now. And you're saying that they should just go play with pillows. Listen, the owners don't care. As long as they can keep some excitement into the game. You know, the NFL may be moving the way of, I don't know, wasn't there a part of American Gladiators? If you're old enough to remember American Gladiators, wasn't there an element where, I mean, we had a bunch of ex-football players running around, heavily padded, plenty of rules. You know, but there were enough rules. I don't know. Maybe the NFL is going to move that direction. Bottom line is they want to maintain their fans. They want to maintain their lifeblood. Nothing survives. Nothing. Unless you have innovation. Unless you have young people who can take up the charge and invest in a business. And the NFL does not want to lose young people. They don't care about me and you. We're not leaving. We're going to watch football regardless of the changes for the most part. But they don't want to lose the people who are coming up watching and learning the game, who are glued in front of video games, who are glued in front of their iPads and their phones, who don't have just the solitary option of, hey, it's Sunday. What am I going to do? Go outside or am I going to watch football? That was my choice when I was younger. You go to church, then you watch football. And then you eat dinner. That's what it is. There wasn't too many options. There was no Facebook and video games and all this stuff. I didn't have all those options. Nowadays, people have plenty of options. And the NFL and all of these leagues have a lot of competition to keep things rolling. We've been talking about documentaries and Tom Brady and The Last Dance. There are a lot of people who are a part of The Last Dance. There were a lot of people who sat down for interviews who are mad about how they were portrayed. We're going to talk about that. All of these angry people. Your Horace Grants, your Scottie Pippins. Dennis Rodman even has a word for all of those people who are upset. I'm going to tell you what happened. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We already had some callers and conversations about it. You know, we're in the era right now, it feels like, because I guess we've all been stuck in a house, about sports documentaries. We just had 10 hours of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, The Last Dance, checking in on that final 97-98 season, sixth NBA championship. And it was pretty cool. I'm thrilled that we had it. It gave me something to watch. It gave us something to talk about. It was a lot of fun. Right here on the JR Sport Brief Show, we had on Sam Smith, who wrote the Jordan Rules. We had on Rod Thorne, who drafted Michael Jordan in 1984. We had on MJ's former teammate, BJ Armstrong. We had up former NBA player who grew up in Chicago, played against Michael Jordan in his final years in the NBA, and Quentin Richardson. So it was pretty cool. And you, as you know, we're going to move on into a documentary about that cheater, Lance Armstrong. And then we're also going to move on, and next year we're going to have a 9-part documentary on Tom Brady and his championships. As one caller said, why are we doing this right now? For what? Tom Brady's still playing. if Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl over the next two seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what are we going to get? Are we going to get, you know, 17 parts? Are we going to get 20 parts, one for each week he played and won until the Super Bowl? Like, what's the rush? And it's being produced and oversaw by Tom Brady. So obviously he's going to have a decent amount of creative control to pretty much, you know, put out his thoughts. I think it stinks. I'll watch it. It's part of my job to kind of watch it. It's a good chance. I'll probably think it's a good documentary, but I'll hate every minute of watching Tom Brady, you know, for 9 years go to the Super Bowl. You know, my favorite part will probably be, you know, when Eli Manning went out there. Sorry, it'll probably be my favorite part. Two times Eli Manning went out there. Well, anyway, back to the Chicago Bulls. 10 hours of that, and at the end, it's been reported that Scottie Pippen is not happy with how he was portrayed. Scottie Pippen allegedly feels that he was painted as being selfish, and also he didn't realize what he was getting himself into with a 10-part series that spanned 5 weeks. Pippen felt up until the last few minutes of Game 6, it was just bash Scotty, bash Scotty, bash Scotty. And I mean, Scottie Pippen sat there during the course of the documentary, sounded fine. Michael Jordan did say he was being selfish for holding off on his injuries. You know, Michael Jordan didn't say too much about his contract. Fact that it was a contract that Scottie Pippen did sign. Even though he was underpaid, he signed it. But Dennis Rodman has his own thoughts. And by the way, we had a whole conversation about it here this week. You know, Horace Grant was someone else who complained, saying, how can Michael Jordan call me a snitch when Sam Smith wrote his book about Michael Jordan, The Jordan Rules? How can Michael Jordan call me a snitch? And Michael Jordan in the first episode is talking about his teammates doing drugs in a hotel room. Well, I don't know why anybody's surprised, because when you are the alpha, when you're on the top, when you are Michael Jordan, and yes, when you write the rules, you're going to have say. I mean, what happened here? Did these players think they were going into a documentary? They knew it was going to be primarily about MJ. They knew he had creative control. They knew it was about the team, but they primarily knew it was about Michael Jordan. So, yes, you take a risk. And they equally look just as silly if they don't agree to participate in a documentary. And Scottie Pippen just pretty much sounded like a quitter. Scottie Pippen, I hate to tell you, he sounded like a whiner. Nothing that happened was inaccurate. Him sitting out, him delaying surgery, you know, him refusing, you know, Phil Jackson's plays to sit on the bench. You know, all of this is true. And then he's the one that sat there and said, yeah, it was a bad idea, but I probably would have did it again. You sound ridiculous. And you're going to complain how you were portrayed in a documentary? And then in the case of Horace Grant waited 10 full episodes. 10. Before he decided to open up his mouth with his displeasure as to how much, you know, Michael Jordan would go ahead and pick on certain players, but to a certain degree, he knew not to pick on me. And oh yeah, Michael is a snitch. That happened in the first episode. Why did it take you 9 episodes later after the conclusion of the series? Did you think Michael Jordan was going to say, I love Horace Grant, I forgive him, I don't really think he's a snitch by the time we got to episode 10? I don't know what these guys thought they were getting into. And it sounds crazy to me to say this, but Dennis Rodman seemingly is a voice of reason here. Dennis Rodman says the players were a little upset because they felt Michael was throwing them under the bus. Okay? He says, mentally, I don't think they were strong enough to handle that. Phil was a laid-back coach. Mike is more like, I'm going to do it. Watch me be famous. I didn't care because I was already famous. He said, right now, this moment, his former teammates don't possess the right amount of mental toughness to withstand the criticism from Michael during the documentary. Rodman says he wasn't affected by how he was portrayed in The Last Dance. Of course, Dennis Rodman doesn't care. Dennis Rodman is probably having a cigar right now, doing God knows what. But it's just crazy to me that Scottie Pippen, I don't feel he enhanced his legacy here. Scottie Pippen is one of the greatest players in NBA history. Scottie Pippen is one of the best forwards. He's one of the greatest point forwards. He was very versatile for what he did. There's a lot of players right now who kind of can be like a Scottie Pippen type player. Scottie's a solid dude. But I feel his reputation right now, instead of being a six-time champ, a seven-time All-Star, I feel he's more of a whiner. I'm going to open up the phone lines for this one before I roll out. Phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is Scottie Pippen's legacy? Was it harmed here with the making of The Last Dance? Is Scottie going to be remembered for his talent? Or is he going to be remembered a little bit more for being a whiner or a quitter? He doesn't seemingly have an outgoing personality to correct things. Let me know your thoughts on Scottie Pippen, and let me know your thoughts on how he was portrayed in The Last Dance. I never thought I would agree with Dennis Rodman that much, but it does seem like everybody's being pretty sensitive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm getting ready to roll out, but I'm not finished yet, okay? Do what I want. Listen, before we went to break, we've been talking about the Chicago Bulls and that Last Dance documentary. No, we're not breaking it down. I'm pretty sure people have fatigue of it to a certain degree. But now we've gotten to the point where the participants of the documentary, everybody from Horace Grant, who's like, hey, how can Michael Jordan call me a snitch and he's a snitch? He was talking about all of us as, well, not us, but he was saying his first teammates, he opened the door, they were doing drugs. Michael's a snitch. Scottie Pippen allegedly isn't happy in how he was portrayed as being selfish or being a quitter. There was a whole lot there. 855-212-4CBS. Scottie Pippen, yes, he was portrayed as quitting on the team or being selfish or delaying his surgeries, wanting to get paid more. He said he wouldn't change it. I mean, that's not a good look for Scottie. Do you think Scottie Pippen's legacy is weighted more so in his greatest as one of the 50 greatest players of all time? In his talent, Scottie Pippen was a basketball player. Scottie Pippen was one of the best defenders. One season, he led the league in steals. He's going to get you 20 points per game. He's going to get you 8 rebounds. He's going to pass the ball. He's going to rack up about 6 or 7 dimes. He's going to rebound. Scottie Pippen was an all-around great, terrific basketball player. But is that how people remember him by? Call me up. Let me know. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Janice. Janice is calling up from Chicago. Janice, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I'm from Chicago, huge Bull fan during that whole era. I was glued to the TV. Terrific show. I think everybody was honest and forthcoming. I think they all knew going into it what it was going to be, as I've heard Jason Hare say, that there was no holds barred, and I don't believe it tarnishes Scottie's value at all. I think they're whining now, and maybe some of that's a little bit of jealousy, particularly with Horace Grant. But I didn't feel that Scottie was whining, and I still think that he was a valuable part of that team, and Michael made sure that that was pointed out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Janice. I don't think that's up for debate at all. I mean,
yeah.
Scottie was right there with Michael. It just
goes to
your point. You know, I watched every one of those games, too, in the 90s because I was fortunate enough living in New York at the time to have WGN. You know,
we saw
those games. And if it wasn't then you know, the games were on a weekend. They were on national television. And,
right.
You know, Scottie was a big part of them winning. That's not to say they would have won six if Scottie wasn't there. But it's absolutely unfortunate. It's just real unfortunate right now. You know, I think his reputation is like, okay, younger folks may look and go, oh, this guy was a quitter. And, yeah. You know, it's unfortunate. I don't think he's necessarily helped himself, but I appreciate you calling up, Janice.
And I think a lot of that was obviously directed toward Reinsdorf and Kraus. He didn't get his due with them, in my opinion, but that's his fault. He signed that contract, you know?
He did. He wanted that security. Thank you so much, Janice, for calling up Chicago. It's bad. I mean, it's not just the money issue with Reinsdorf. It was refusing to pretty much inbound a basketball when Kukoc was going to be scheduled to get the shot. It was delaying his surgery over the money. Yeah, MJ called him selfish. He was painted as being a great player. He was painted as a great player. But he's also painted pretty obviously. MJ called him selfish. Let's talk to Darnell calling up from Chicago. Darnell, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Man, I think Scottie is kind of misunderstood. I think what a lot of people need to take into consideration is, you know, when Michael Jordan retired, Scottie kind of figured that the team was his. You know, he was the leader of that team.
He was.
And then when Phil Jackson deferred that last shot to Tony Kukoc, kind of pissed Scottie off, because also remember, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Magic Johnson even said this itself. They did not like Tony Kukoc. When that Dream Team played and they went over there to play against Tony Kukoc, they was arguing about who was going to guard this guy. Mm-hmm. Then Tony Kukoc gets this big payday and Scottie Pippen doesn't get paid. He wants his contract restructured. To me, Jerry Reinsdorf, yes, Scottie signed the contract. But you should have took that contract and tore it up and wrote him a new one, man. Those guys were winning championships for you. You was winning money hand over fist, getting money hand over fist. So you disrespected him on the contract. Michael didn't really care about a contract getting a new one because he was getting banked from making all those endorsements. Scottie wasn't getting endorsements like that. So Michael didn't care one way or another. Jerry Reinsdorf tries to make it good with Mike. He pays him $35 million a year for 2 years running. Everybody thought that both of those guys wanted to pay. So, in a way, it kind of tarnishes his legacy because, as you said, people that don't know Scottie and didn't watch him play and see the things that he did to help us win six championships here.
Everything. He did everything.
You know, but I think he got a raw deal, man. I think they misunderstood him. It was towards Reinsdorf. He didn't get along with Reinsdorf and Jerry Krause and all them, and he did not like Kukoc, man. So he's like, look, I'm the number one guy on your squad. I'm the leader of the team. The last shot should be in my hand. How are you going to sit me down and give it to Tony Kukoc? So, he pouted like a baby. You know, he did, but I understood why he did it. I played ball before, and if I'm the leader of your team, man, then that ball should go in my hand. He wouldn't have hit Mike like that, I guarantee you.
He certainly would have. And, you know, and thank you, Darnell, for calling up from Chicago. You know, Scottie has always come across to me as someone who is a little passive. He seems pretty relaxed. He seems pretty chill. He doesn't seem like the type of dude that would stand up on the table and make the hubbub. And I think that can also play into why he's been misunderstood. Let's talk to Austin, also calling up from Illinois. Austin, what do you think? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I mean, in my opinion, you got to think that Scottie was one of the key contributors to all six titles. I mean, Jordan said he doesn't win all six titles without Scottie Pippen, who's his best teammate. But at the same time, you got to look at how many times Scottie got the short end of the stick. Yeah, he was painted out to be a quitter and someone who was selfish, but he got probably one of the worst contracts for his skill level of all time. Talking to the last guy, he talked about how Tony Kukoc got the last shot and what was Scottie Pippen's turn to shine. So you got to look at it from his perspective. He got the short end of the stick multiple times, but he's still one of the top 50 greatest players of all time. He won six championships with Michael Jordan, and Michael says he doesn't win all six without Scottie. So I think Scottie deserves all the respect of a top 50 greatest NBA player of all time. But from his perspective, he got screwed over multiple times. So there's a reason why he's going to be upset. He's going to be upset when he doesn't get the last shot on a team that's supposed to be his team. He's going to be upset when he doesn't get the contract playing next to Michael Jordan, who's making $35 million a year. And you just got, I get that he is painted out in the wrong way. He, A, did it to himself, but, I mean, from his perspective, I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, let's put it this way. He said he wanted the money. He wanted it for his family. He wanted that security based on his background. And thank you for calling up, Austin. That's how it goes sometimes. Nobody forced him to sign that contract. If that was your biggest quarrel and squam with the team, you signed it. Is it unfair? Yes. I mean, there's plenty of folks who deal with their bosses and want to go back and say it's time to renegotiate. Sometimes you know what that precedent is. Sometimes you don't. Nobody made him sign it. Did he have to do all those years? Nobody made him do that. I mean, you think about some of these contracts now. You have in baseball. I mean, you look at what a Ronald Acuna makes, and it's just like, whoa, you wanted the security. That's your fault. Don't complain later. Tom in Chicago, what do you think? Go on ahead. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You rock.
Well, thank you, Thomas. What's on your mind, man?
Scotty Pippen was one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Yeah, he was.
Jerry Reinsdorf told him, this is a bad deal for you. Scotty said, I want security because of my family obligations. I'm going to put my money on that side of the coin.
Yep, and he took it.
And he took it. And then down the road, when he kind of got bitter, Jerry said, don't come back to me and renegotiate.
Yep.
I just want to say that the two of them together, I mean, you can go Stockton, Malone, Bob Cousy, Bill Russell, you can do it all. But Jordan and Pippen was one heck. But may I say one more thing?
Please do, Thomas. Please do. Very quickly, please.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jerry Sloan.
Yes.
And Norm Van Leer. Both have now just passed.
Yes.
As growing up and playing basketball at the high school level and early collegiate level, I looked up to them. We always got beat by Jerry West and Gail Goodrich and, well, Kareem. So we got to the mountain, just couldn't get out the top.
Yeah.
But as a basketball fan, you must be sad about Jerry Sloan's passing.
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you, Thomas, for calling up from Chicago. We hit that earlier on in the show. I opened the show, you know, just trying to show respects to Mr. Jerry Sloan. He's one of the few Chicago Bulls who has his jersey retired in Chicago. A lot of people don't know about Jerry's time there. He's mostly known for the Utah Jazz. Nick, I'm going to allow you to have the last word here from Los Angeles. Nick, you're up against the break. Go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment really quick regarding the whole Jordan documentary.
Yes sir.
A lot of the stuff that everyone has said is perfectly true. My only point of view, especially like coming from Horace Grant, is this. Some people are saying he's jealous or bitter. The guy won 4 rings. He probably made over $100 million in his career. He went to an all-star game. I really don't see exactly what he has to be jealous of. I mean, he had a hell of a career for being a role player. I mean, the fact that he's asking for a little bit of credit in helping Mike win those titles at the beginning, I don't really think that's totally out of the question because he was a key component of those first 3 titles.
Yeah.
But
I just find
it hilarious.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody is saying, you know, he's looking for credit. I think he has the credit. He was right there. I think it's more so an aspect of, why are you complaining now? Like, come on, you agreed to the documentary. You sat there for 10 episodes in the documentary. You waited to complain until after. Listen, everybody apart, and thank you so much, Nick, for calling up.
Thanks.
No doubt about it. Everybody's been doing media. People have been doing interviews for this documentary for 5 weeks. Why are you waiting up until now? Horace Grant is not exempt. He's been talking for 5 weeks. It's crazy. I've been talking for 4 hours. And guess what? It's time for me to roll out. But before I do that, I want to hit you with one of the most interesting stories in sports. That's right. I'm getting ready to roll out. It's been a fun 4 hours here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Sal Licata is up next. But before I go, I wanted to tell you, if you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns, you know, there's the All-In Challenge. We've had athletes, teams all over the country. They basically tried to raise money by auctioning off things for the coronavirus. The Browns, they are offering one winner via auction to be able to draw up a play for the Cleveland Browns. Ironic. Of course, it's the Cleveland Browns. One of the joke of a team to go out and allow their fans to create a play. Well, anyway, go to fanatics.com. And just search Browns and see if you can draw up a play, put down your money, see if you win. And if you do, you have an opportunity to draw up a preseason play for the Cleveland Browns. I find that hilarious. I also find it noble. Okay? My name is JR. It's been a pleasure rocking with you all. I will be back on Monday night. While I'm gone, you can hit me up, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Everything is at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you on Monday night. Sal Licata's up next. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.